Oh, he's a heck of a guy, and he was a great credit to that operation. But, you know, I'm going to ask you, before we get off of this, if you want, for the tape, provide the setting a little bit of why this was necessary, what it accomplished, how it came about.
I'm glad to do that, Roger. The background, and I don't know how accurate my details are going to be, but in broad brush, there was a lawyer in Howell by the name of Martin Lavin.
A rascal.
His reputation was as a rascal. I cannot tell you any of the details of what kind of mischief he was involved in or allegedly involved in. It seemed to me it had to do with probate cases or a probate case, which was either where the estate was open too long or where the lawyers were alleged to have gotten too large of fees or have diverted assets or whatever he's supposed to have done. But Howell and Livingston County in those days, and I think probably still is it one of those places where confrontation seems to flourish and prosper. I don't know why, but there are certain parts of this earth where human beings tend to be more confrontational than others.
Well, the Ku Klux Klan is pretty well down
there. That's possible. I don't know. In any case, and that may have been part of it, too. I don't know. Lavin, I think, was Catholic, and I don't know if they had any of those in Howell before he came. But suffice it to say that he was in big trouble, and that the Free Press or somebody had gotten on that thing. And what came out of it was a series of articles, among other things, criticizing the way in which lawyers discipline themselves. And up until that time, we had the ethics committees, and the State Bar of Michigan was involved in the discipline of lawyers. And they had a somewhat complicated process of voluntary lawyer discipline. It was done by unpaid lawyer volunteers who would be selected to serve on these various panels of hearing officers and so on and so forth. And I seem to recall that the story of the Lavin case was one of state bar discipline, which was extraordinarily slow, bureaucratic, repetitive. And the cry was whitewash, that this was a whitewash, that the bar was not being responsive and responsible to discipline its members. And that was part of a hue and cry, which would have been going on in late 1968, maybe early 69. And it was part of the background for a speech that I gave to the state legislature on May the 1st, 1969. Now, let me tell you a little bit about that, because that was another of the somewhat substantial accomplishments of my administration. I asked the legislature if they would hear me give a talk to them on Law Day. I felt I had a lot of things to say to the legislature about the courts and so forth. I started out by expressing my appreciation for their invitation.
Excuse me, did this idea spring just fresh out of your head, or did you, was there some inspiration for it, or did somebody suggest it, or what was the origin of it from that sense?
This was the first time, right?
This was, to my knowledge, the first time that this was done. It was my idea. I said, no, apparently it was not, because I started out by saying, this is not the first time a Chief Justice has come down to this chamber to speak with the legislature. I hope it will not be the last. It seems to me that Dethmers told me that he had made a speech to the legislature at one time. I hope it will not be the last, for it seems to me that the judicial branch of the government is equally as important as the executive and the legislative. And it seems to me that communication between the judiciary and the other two departments is not always what it ought to be. Just as it is desirable for the chief executive to come here annually and describe the state of the state, so also I believe the Chief Justice should be willing to come from time to time and share with you some thoughts about the state of the law. Law Day, this day set aside for all Americans to consider and grow in their appreciation of the rule of law, is a proper occasion for us to look at the state of law in Michigan. So then I went on to talk about how things were going, and incidentally, I had invited all the judges in the state to come and put on their robes, and the whole legislative chamber was ringed with these black-robed folks. Interestingly, reforms in the administration of justice do not come easily or quickly, nor should they. New Jersey's former Chief Justice Vanderbilt was fond of saying that judicial reform is no sport for the short-winded. I went on to talk on that occasion about, among other things, the discipline of the bar. Now, let me see if I can find what I said about that, because this sort of was the either just before or just after we adopted this new grievance procedure. And I want to see what I said to the legislature about that.